Well, hello again, you gorgeous people, and welcome back to another episode of the Pub Quiz. Yeah! I hope you're ready, got your brain boxes switched on, because here come them first 10 questions, after which you get the answers, and then the golden question, and your chance to win yourself 100 lovely pounds. But here we go then, with this week's quiz. Question number one, as always, is music. James Bourne, Matt Willis, and Charlie Simpson are the members of which pop punk band? Right, here come them ticks. Time's up. Question number two, history. In what year did Pakistan gain independence from the UK? Was it A, 1930, B, 1947, or C, 1961? Maureen, start that clock. Maureen, stop the clock. Question number three, around the world. Which world city is known as the Eternal City? And your time starts now. That's all the time you get, I'm afraid. Question number four, entertainment. Joseph Alan Maldonado was the subject of which highly popular Netflix show in 2020? I hope you're ready, because here comes the clock. Pens down, you're out of time. Bong. Question number five, general knowledge. And this is one of your questions. This is from Lex on Twitter. Well, X, whatever you want to call it these days. Lex is a big supporter of the quiz, and we really appreciate it, Lex. And thanks for sending in the question. And you better get this right. Which two countries were involved in the fishing dispute known as the Turbot War? Here comes your thinking time, but be quick. Bong. Question number six, music. Famously covered by Amy Winehouse, which band wrote and originally released the song Valerie in 2006? Are you ready? Because here come them beeps. Did you get it? Hard luck if not, because you're out of time. Question number seven, history. Leonardo da Vinci, Michelangelo, and Raphael all belong to which historical art period? Start that clock. Stop that clock. Question number eight, food and drink. What is the name of the traditional French stew made with beef, vegetables, and red wine? And the old ticky timer starts now. That's it, that's it. Time is up. Question number nine, entertainment. Who did Jennifer Lopez wed in 2022 after being previously engaged to him almost 20 years earlier? Better late than never. Here comes the clock, but don't think too hard, you'll blow a gasket. If I could turn back time, but I can't, and it's run out. And question number 10, general knowledge. What is the name of the winged horse in Greek mythology? Maureen, are you ready with that clock? That's it, no cheating, your time is up. Don't forget to keep them shout-outs and questions coming in on Twitter at Pete Quiz. OK, eyes down, pens at the ready, here come them all-important answers. And of course, stay tuned because you get the golden question after this and your chance to win yourself 100 quid. But before we get on with that, here we go. Question number one, music. James Ball, Matt Willis and Charlie Simpson are all members of Busted. Question number two, history. In what year did Pakistan gain independence from the UK? It was B, 1947. Question number three, around the world. Which world city is known as the Eternal City? That is Rome. Question number four, entertainment. Joseph Alan Maldonado was the subject of which highly popular Netflix show in 2020? Well, Joseph Alan Maldonado, better known as Joe Exotic, you've got it, Tiger King. Question number five, general knowledge. Which two countries were involved in the fishing dispute known as the Turbot War? Lex, over to you. All right, I'll do it. Spain and Canada. Question number six, music. Famously covered by Amy Winehouse, which band wrote and originally released the song Valerie in 2006? That was the Zootons. Question number seven, history. Leonardo da Vinci, Michelangelo and Raphael were all part of the Renaissance art period. Question number eight, food and drink. What was the name of the traditional French stew made with beef, vegetables and wine? That is beef bourguignon. Question number nine, entertainment. Who did Jennifer Lopez wed in 2022? That is Ben Affleck. And question number 10, general knowledge. What is the name of the winged horse in Greek mythology? That is Pegasus. Right, here we go again. Golden question time and your chance to win yourself 100 quid. All you got to do is listen to the following question and then I'll tell you how you enter. But first, the question. Here we go. Which planet in the solar system has the most moons? Do you know the answer? Amazing. Right, get your phone handy because you're going to get a little notification from me in the app that goes with your digital assistant thingy. And if you're listening on the podcast version, the link will be in the show notes below. Good luck, everyone.